New York Islanders vs. Vegas Golden Knights prediction NHL, North America 5-12, Europe 6-12.
In another NHL round, a meeting will be held between New York Islanders and Vegas Golden Knights. Will the Knights win a third away game? Or will the Islanders be able to stop them? New York Islanders. The New York Islanders team placed third in the Eastern Conference standings. According to the results of 26 meetings played, they earned 38 points. In the six last confrontations, the Islanders won only twice, but we cannot say that they are on the decline. The men of Barry Trotz had a busy game schedule, while they suffered all defeats on the road. It is worth highlighting that they promote defensive hockey, as they cannot boast of powerful attacking potential. The New York Islanders are famous for having a reliable goalie line. The goalkeepers have an incredible percentage of reflected shots. On the home ice, the Islanders have one of the best statistics. This season they played 14 games, of which only 3 lost, 1 in overtime. Vegas Golden Knights. The Knights started the regular season unsuccessfully. For a long time they were outside the playoff zone. Over the past month, they managed to normalize their results, climbing to the 6th position in the Eastern Conference standings. Following the results of 30 meetings, they managed to secure 34 points. Vegas currently has a win-win series of 4 matches. In the latest confrontations, the squad of Gerard Gallant acted without the main goalkeeper, but this does not prevent them from winning. The second goalkeeper shows quite good results, and it is safe to say that he is coping with his duties. Knights haven't got the worst statistics of performances on the road. They have 15 guest matches, out of which they have suffered 7 defeats. New York Islanders vs. Vegas Golden Knights prediction. In the upcoming meeting, it would be wise to bet on the victory of the hosts with a handicap 0. It may seem that Vegas has gained momentum, but in fact, it is not. The Knights won in the recent matches due to individual skill, as they played against weak teams that could not boast of reliable defense. Of course, New York weakly conducts positional attacks, but it works great on counterattacks. Based on this, we can confidently say that Islanders are an uncomfortable opponent for the men of Gerard Gallant. Also, do not forget that Subban isn't in the best physical shape. He is the second goalkeeper, so it makes no sense to expect stable results from him.